How to draw a picture. 4. Start with what you know, then reinvent it. Art is magic, no argument there. But all art, no matter how strange, starts in the humble everyday. Just don't be surprised when weird flowers sprout from common soil. Elizabeth knew that. No one taught her. She learned for herself. The more she drew, the more she saw. The more she saw, the more she wanted to draw. It works like that. And the more she saw, the more her language came back to her. First, the 400 or 500 words she knew on the day she fell from the cart and struck her head, then many, many more. Daddy was amazed by the rapidly growing sophistication of her pictures. So were her sisters, both the big meanies and the twins. Not Addie. Addie was in Europe with 3 friends and 2 trusty chaperones. Emery Paulson, the young man she'll marry, had not yet come on the scene. The nanny housekeeper was awed by her, called her La Petite Obéa Fille. The doctor who attended her case cautioned that the little girl must be very careful about exercise and excitement lest she take a fever, but by January of 1926 she was coursing everywhere on the south end of the quay, carrying her pad and bundled up in her putty jacket and thumpums, drawing everything. That was the winter she saw her family grow bored with her work. Big Meanies, Maria, and Hannah first, then Tessie and Lolo, then Daddy, then even Nan Melda. Did she understand that even genius palls when taken in large doses? Perhaps in some instinctive child's way she did. What came next, the outgrowth of their boredom, was a determination to make them see the wonder of what she saw by reinventing it. Her surrealist phase began. First the birds flying upside down, then the animals walking on water, then the smiling horses that brought her a small measure of renown. And that was when something changed. That was when something dark slipped in, using Little Libet as its channel. She began to draw her doll, and when she did, her doll began to talk. Noveen. By then, Adriana was back from Gay Paris. And to begin with, Noveen mostly spoke in Addie's high, happy, la-di-da voice, asking Elizabeth if she could hinky-dinky parlez-vous, and telling her to fermer her bouche. Sometimes Noveen sang her to sleep, while pictures of the doll's face, large and round and all brown except for the red lips, scattered Elizabeth's counterpane. Noveen sings, Frère Jacques, are you sleepin', are you sleepin', dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Sometimes Noveen told her stories, mixed up but wonderful, where Cinderella wore the red slippers from Oz and the Bobbsey twins got lost in the magic forest and found a sweetie house with a roof made of peppermint candy. But then Noveen's voice changed. It stopped being Addie's voice. It stopped being the voice of anyone Elizabeth knew, and it went right on talking, even when Elizabeth told Noveen to fermer her bouche. At first, maybe that voice was pleasant. Maybe it was fun. Strange, but fun. Then things changed, didn't they? Because art is magic, and not all magic is white. Not even for little girls.